Good morning. This is Brother Steve with Sound of Life Daily Inspiration for the 19th. I'm going to look at a few verses here in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 1 through 4. I'm going to start out with, "Behold, my servant whom I uphold, mine elect in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail, nor be discouraged, till he hath set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law." So we have a verse here, or a passage here, which is basically prophecy of Jesus. And we have in verse 3 here, especially is what I want to look at. "A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth." Here we have the idea, you know, how when we have a fire or something, and it's almost gone, but there's just a few sparks left there, and just a little bit of heat there. And here he says that he's not going to just stamp it out, but he's going to blow upon it with his spirit. He's going to bring life. Now, one of the things that we see throughout the scripture and throughout history is that God is a God of salvage. He is in the salvage business. He brings out something that is almost dead, almost nothing left, and it looks ugly and useless to us, and he makes something beautiful out of it. And so this is a passage that can bring hope to us when we are discouraged and we are in times when we feel like the life is almost gone and we have almost nothing to offer, and we feel dead and dry inside, and it seems like it just doesn't matter anymore. And then Jesus comes along, and he blows on that little bit of flame that's still there, and he makes it spring back into life again. And we see that principle throughout history, even in the Old Testament. You know, when we have Noah, for example, was a righteous man in the midst of a very perverse world. There's, I don't know how many million or billions of people were on the world at that time, but here was Noah and his family were the only righteous left. It seems like the devil had almost accomplished his goal of stamping out anything that was godly, and then God, by his power, destroys everything and brings Noah through the flood and starts over again. And so we see that principle happening in different times throughout Scripture. Again, we have the same thing when Abraham rises up and then he's taken to Egypt, and again, life, it seems like life is almost gone. God's people are in slavery. And so then God calls Moses to deliver the people out of Egypt and take them into the Promised Land. And so we have the new nation of Israel, and we see the ups and downs of that, and then the peak of it in Solomon's reign, when everything was beautiful and the whole world looked on and marveled at God's people. And then from there it went downhill again till there was almost nothing left, and they were in captivity, and everything looked like it was hopeless and just no life left anymore. And then we have a passage in Isaiah chapter 11, "And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of God, fear of the Lord. And he shall make him of quick understanding the fear of the Lord, shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears." What I want to bring forth, it says that a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. Here we have, again, the picture. You know, for 400 years, there was no king in Israel. They were taken into captivity in Babylon, and it seems like David's kingly lineage was just pretty much gone. It was cut off. And so here we have the picture of a tree that's been cut off at the root, down at the very base. And it looks like it's dead. It's been sitting there for 400 years, nothing happening. And all of a sudden, a little branch starts springing out of that root. And that's what it's talking about here. And, of course, that branch, again, is a prophecy of Jesus Christ, the Savior coming, which is the king in David's lineage. And so there we have that same picture again, something that looks hopeless and useless and like it's just completely gone and dead. And then God revives it, and a branch starts growing out of that root. Then we also have in Isaiah chapter 35 another verse along the same lines. It says, the wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as a rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon, and they shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of God. Strengthen ye the weak hands, and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and the streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water, in the habitation of dragons. Where each lay, there shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, the fools shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Another one of those passages where it talks about a wilderness and springs of water springing out of the wilderness, and the wilderness starting to blossom. The desert shall rejoice and blossom as a rose, it says there in verse 1. And it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice, even with joy and singing. And here we have again a picture of something that's dead and dry, and it's almost gone, and it starts blooming, and it starts springs of water come out, and it starts to bring life back into it. And so I don't know what this prophecy is. It seems like maybe it's a prophecy of the literal land of Israel, that there might be a time when, you know, if we look at it right now, it looks like nothing but desert. But one day that was a land flowing with milk and honey. And according to this, it seems like maybe that will happen again sometime, where it will again be a land that flows with milk and honey, even though right now it looks dead and dry. And so, again, we also, you know, we experience those kind of things in our own life, in our Christian life. As we go through this pilgrimage, we find ourselves in times when it seems like, you know, God just isn't speaking to us anymore, and we're dead and we're dry, and we don't have anything to say or anything to offer. And then all of a sudden God comes along with his Spirit and starts blowing on those sparks. You know, God will not stamp out those sparks. If there's anything left, a bruised reed will he not break, and a smoking flax will he not quench, but he comes along and he brings life to those that are seem hopeless and without life. And so when we go through those times, we feel like it's hopeless and there's no use, and we're dry and dead and there's nothing left to anymore, then these passages can be a real encouragement to us, that, you know, God is able to, out of those out of the rubbish hill, out of something that looks useless and wasted, He can bring forth life and make something beautiful out of it. God bless you. Hope you enjoyed the devotion this morning.